Hi guys, happy Wednesday. Hope everyone's all right. Hope your day's gone all right today. Mine's gone a little bit funny today. I've been to the hospital for an appointment. It's about my neck, the spinal cord compression. So it's ongoing. And sometimes life doesn't always go according to plan, does it? Life just doesn't go according to plan. Me and my wife, because my wife came with me as well. Literally, I was going to be there for half an hour, just go through things, and then was going to go for lunch and do some shopping. Oh no, the hospital had a different idea altogether. What they decided to tell me was my neck has taken a turn for the worse, so they really want to operate on me sooner rather than later. So basically, I was like pushed through pre-op and, basically, I've having all these tests done and that, and then it transpires that I'm having this operation on the 11th of December. So this is kind of life-changing because it's really scary because my neck is like a lot worse now. Basically, if they don't operate, it could get worse. And for those of you that don't know and followed me on my journey, I suffer from spinal cord compression. And it's decaying of the spine in the neck. So they need to take that bad stuff out, put a cage in there, and basically stitch me back up again. And they reckon it's a 6 week recovery program. However, I can do light duties. So you can see why, I've been a little bit anxious just of late because I've got all these pending appointments and this, that, and the other. It happened on Monday as well. I was driving to work, and if I can explain my anxiety to you guys, just hear me out. This is what goes through my head. I wake up just like everybody does. You set your alarm, you wake up, and you've got the intention and the intentionality of the day. So you proceed, and I'm trying to get through the breakfast, and I'm feeling like low for no reason whatsoever. I've just had a good night's sleep, not broken, perfect night's sleep. I wake up, and it's like I've got this like dizziness in my head, and every time I move, I feel like I'm going to fall over. Right, so that's where I'm at. It's really weird. And then what happens is it's like having a migraine. It's like you get all the pressure build up in there in the forehead, and the eyes start to squint as well, but you haven't got the pain of the migraine. So it's a little bit like a migraine, and that's how I can best describe my anxiety. It's like having a dark it's having darkness all in there, and that's what I'm seeking help for at the moment. So and what I want to do is when I feel like this, I want to get it out there because this is real. This is not me bottling it. This is me. I've bottled it all these years, guys. I'm 47 years old. I've kept quiet all this time. So hope you don't mind. I'm gonna like let rip a little bit, and I'm gonna let it out because I'm going through a form of anxiety. I'm going through depression in a way, and it's all coming back, and it all stems from the childhood, the crap childhood that I had. I'm sorry. If my family watch this is how I feel, and I shall never back down from that. It was turbulent, not through anyone's fault, but it was just the way it was. So I'm dealing with it now. I've stopped the drink. I'm 8 months, coming up to 9 months sober now. So I've not had a drink, so I've got nothing to hide behind. In the old days, where I felt a little bit anxious or depressed, I know what'll fix that: a glass of wine. And a glass of wine turns into two, and then three, and then a bottle, and then two bottles. And it's ridiculous. It's not a good cycle. It doesn't fix anything. So I'm dealing with it now. Okay, so I'm talking about my anxiety. I'm so talking about depression. I'm talking about alcoholism. The operation is on the 11th of December. I'm anxious because things could go wrong. I don't want things to go wrong. In my mind, failure is not an option because this cannot fail. It's got to work. When the doctor's telling me that 5% of people suffer from something or the other, my mind switches it upside down. And I see that as 95% positive, not 5% negative. Do you get me? So I flip it on its head. So that little things like that just get me through a little bit. So, but it doesn't stop me being anxious. And I was speaking to my wife about this today, and she says, well, you wouldn't be human if you weren't anxious about it. It's a scary thing going under the knife of a surgeon, going under general anaesthetic, being put to sleep. You don't know what's going to happen, do you? And, I believe that my God of my understanding will look after me and bring me through this because I've trusted in God all my life. And I love my God. I love my God. I love my family. I think everybody, all my family and friends, will be praying for me, and it'll be a beautiful thing. So that's what I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about. I'm on these blood pressure tablets at the moment. They're called Candesartan, and they lower the blood pressure. Pretty scary. Read about them recently. I've heard that they can bring on a form of depression. Now, whether this is true or not, I don't know, but ironically, I've been on Candesartan for the past 6 months, and my mental illness has been suffering more and more. I don't know if it's entirely down to that. I don't know, but I am making further investigations into it. So yes, on one hand, my blood pressure is lowered and I'm more stable and comfortable. However, up there's not good. So I don't know if that's something to do with it. So I've got lots of things going on at the minute, with work and family and balancing life and all this anxiety and depression and mental illness. I'm speaking out, guys, and I hope you don't mind. And I want you to be there for me, and I don't want anybody who's in a similar situation to suffer, because I've got a Facebook group where we can all come together. We can keep it contained. We don't have to shove it down people's throats, but we can be there for each other. Because as I've always said, we, as in me and you, need to help others, because we cannot do this on our own. And if we give it away, if we help each other by giving it away, we help each other and we can get through it. So I hope you found great value from what I've said today, guys. I've covered a lot of topics there, from anxiety, depression, mental illness, people going for operations, people on blood pressure tablets, and balancing life as well. And I just want to explain as well, this is why I backed down from network marketing, because the timing was just not right for me anymore. It wasn't working out. It was hard work. It was taking a lot of time and energy out of my own resources and family pressures as well. It was putting pressure on the family, so I couldn't do that anymore. I had to remove myself from the situation, not because I don't agree with what network marketing stands for and what it does. It just didn't work for me personally anymore. And I'm not saying it doesn't work for others, because it does. There are great products out there and great opportunities. But whichever products and opportunity people were talking to me about, it all sounds great, but I had to totally remove myself from it, because I need to focus on this at the minute. If I don't fix this, then nothing is happening. Nothing is going to go right for me for the rest of my life, because this is where it all starts. And it's all right talking about mental depression as well, and oh, it's all in the mind, you can just change it. You can't. I followed motivational speakers. I'll name them: Gary Vaynerchuk, Les Brown, Tony Robbins. They're all amazing people. Don't tell me to change that, because I followed these people for 3 or 4 years. It doesn't make a difference. I'm sorry, it does help, but you can't just flick it like a freaking switch. No, when you're suffering from mental illness, you can't just switch it. You can't. It's a process. You need some time to go through it. You need some time to talk about it. You need some time to vent about it. You need to get it out. You need to get it out of self, because if you try and do it on self-will alone, you can't do it. I've been trying that all my life, guys. It doesn't work. It does not work. I'm sorry it's been emotional. I'm sorry it's been powerful. I'm sorry I've vented. I hope you don't mind. Feel free to comment about anything at all that you've listened to tonight. Share it. Invite people into my group. Ask me for the link. Let's get together. Let's bring this illness together of mental illness, alcoholism, dealing with life problems on life's terms, and we can conquer it together, because we can't do it alone. Because if we do it alone, we're going to bottle it and we're going to like crumble. We can't do it. I need you. I need you. I need your help. I need your love. I need your support. And I want you to share this. I want you to join my Facebook group. And I want to be united. And I want to help as many people who are suffering from this sick and vile illness as possible. All right. So I'm going to say a few waves. Franny and Tracy, thank you for watching. Joshua, David, Kieran, Nick, Crystal. And I think we had up to like 40 odd viewers at one point. I hope you find the courage and love to watch this back. And hope you got great value from it as well. I really do. I feel better for speaking up. Thanks for listening. God bless you all. Love you all. Wish me luck for the 11th of December for my operation. It's a life-changing operation. Spinal cord injury. They're removing the bad bits, basically, and they're rebuilding me. So prayers, please, guys, prayers. God bless you.